둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Wait, can you hear me?
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here for checking out the series. Hit that subscribe button. You know how it works. If you like what you see, what you hear, I'll give you three new interviews every single week. You get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover the new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do consider giving the series a rating. Leave a review while you're at it. We've had some fantastic guests drop by lately, including Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac, Thomas Lennon, you know him from Reno 911 in the state, Julia Stiles from 10 Things I Hate About You and the Bourne Identity. Both of them are back in a new movie with Heather Graham called Chosen Family. Colin Greenwood of Radiohead was here, talked with The Offspring, Brian Ferry of Roxy Music, the cast of It's What's Inside on Netflix, Troy Sanders of Mastodon, Vernon Reed of Living Color, St. Vincent, James Bay, Natasha Rothwell from How to Die Alone, playing now on Hulu. Just an example of what you can get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Big Sean, recently released his new record, Better Me Than You, a masterclass in growth, balance, and creativity. Not just that album, but his new motivational book. They kind of go hand in hand, and they're both completely separate. His new book is called Go Higher. It's a guide for purpose, success, and inner peace. He's going to talk about taking on the dual roles of artist and author and how both projects reflect an evolution, blending his personal experience with music and prose. He'll explore the challenges of fatherhood, the importance of setting boundaries, and the necessity of honest self-reflection. The album itself is a journey through layers of jazz, soul, hip-hop, and storytelling. And he teamed up with some really incredible other artists. Thundercats, who he says he watches anime with. Charlie Wilson, The Alchemist, just to name a few. So let's get into this. We're talking not only about the book Go Higher, but his new album, Better Me Than You. It's Kyle Meredith with Big Sean.
My guy, how you doing, man?
I'm well. I should throw the congrats out first. Better Me Than You is finally out in the world these last couple weeks. How's it feeling?
Man, it feels amazing just to contribute, you know, the music that it took me a while to put together. You know, I think also because I was like writing a book and not at the exact same time, but like, you know, it's been like a creative process for me to just like put all of these offerings for the world together. So I'm just happy it's out and happy to contribute like the music and the messaging and just the contribute to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? To rap. So that's what I'm most excited about.
I mean, writing a book is a mountain and making an album is a mountain. And to try the two of them at once, like I cannot imagine Like the work that had to go into that.
Yeah, both at the same time. It's quite a threesome, I'll tell you that.
That book you're talking about, that's Go Higher, right? That's what we're talking about. Go Higher.
Yeah.
5 practices for purpose, success, and inner peace, which that title says a lot right there. When we're talking about that book and the album, I mean, do they speak to each other? Is there, does the Venn diagram cross paths?
No, I think so. I do. I think like when it comes to the album, to me it's not necessarily like a self-help album, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, I think there are a lot of conscious parts of the album and like a lot of like it's not even I was not that I was trying to be conscious, I was just being honest with myself, you know what I mean? So it's just like a lot of honest feelings. I'm a new dad, so a newer dad, and that's like one of the things that has kind of expanded a lot of my thoughts. And then also I'm at a point in my life where I really have to start setting boundaries this year, you know what I mean? So I wrote that song and sampled Cleo Soul's song, which is one of my favorites off of her album Mother. And then there's songs like Break the Cycle with me and Charlie Wilson as well that kind of have a lot of meaning and meant a lot to me. But they were just all things that I was going through in my life. And then also like having fun. Like I feel like songs like Yes, are kind of remnants of like some of my favorite hip hop songs, and even like Click that I did with Jay-Z and Kanye. Like it kind of reminds me of that, but an upgraded version and of another song I did, Paradise. And so, the album is multifaceted, and that's what I'm really proud of because it was a really honest expression of just the different layers of me developing as a person and still having fun with it. You know what I mean? But as opposed to the book is more so solely focused on, well, there's a lot of great stories in it, but it's solely focused on the ways that you can best set yourself up for success when you are in the right mindset. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like a lot of things that some people know, but kind of go unsaid. And then a lot of people don't know, and especially a lot of people that come from where I come from and have like, grew up in the same type of environment I grew up in. It's like that it might not be in their ethosphere, and I've had a chance to like kick it with all of these masters. In music and outside of music as well, like a lot of just people that I and admire, strive not necessarily to be like, but strive to be parts of and admire, So I apply a lot of that to this book, and I'm excited about both of them separately. But yeah, they kind of don't they do complement each other, but they're two separate things for sure. It's not like this is the album to the book or this is the book to the album. It's like they're two separate things.
When you write something like that, and when you're writing that in the songs too, I mean, you talk about setting boundaries. Like, it's one thing to kind of put the goal out there. It's another thing to be able to follow through, to pull it off.
Yeah.
Have you found that, like, that's the example, right? Like, setting boundaries is an easy one to start with there. Like, have you found that you're able to immediately recognize that and go forward?
Yeah, well, no, it's harder to set boundaries with people who you haven't set them with before. That's really a tough thing. That's when some relationships fall apart, and you have to ask yourself what is more important to you, because every situation is so different. I think that it's healthy to set boundaries, but I don't think it's healthy to set unnecessary boundaries, because there's always a thin line between everything. You kind of have to realize that, if there are people who you care about and love, and you have to balance what is important to you and realize like, okay, you may be affecting somebody else, you may be affecting the people you love, but it's just about like having the awareness how much you're affecting them, why you're putting that boundary up, and how to move forward, because if it's obviously it only should be to help you be able to be your best self and to help you bring a better self to the table of whatever it is you're doing or on a pursuit of, So that, yeah. And but like getting back to the album, it's like it's a lot of lessons I learned like that just along the way, just of like living life and having to navigate through the ups and downs of it. It could be life can be a lot. It could be like very hurtful, it could be very plentiful, it could be all of the things, but I've been learning to just embrace it all, man, and just be like, I'm still here. You know, it's people dropping like flies out here, and a lot of peers and heroes that we love, and you realize how short it really is, man. So you just got to embrace it all. I mean, it's probably why we're here, to experience it all, you know?
And we'll be right back right after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Big Sean.
I think maybe in an interview or press release, I mean, you've talked about this record as a journey. And maybe every album is a journey, but it sounded like this one, you know, even just the gap in between, I know it's 4 years, but it sounds like there was something bigger at play on this record than maybe has been in the past. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment for sure. I think it's just like a certain level of development in my life, a lot of drastic changes, a lot of drastic measures, and that's all though, you know, and creatively exploring myself. Like this album, I was like, I got to do songs that I always knew I could do and wanted to do, like Black Void with me and Thundercat and Aaron Allen Kane, which is one of my favorite songs on the album, you know, and has production from like producers I always wanted to work with, like one of them being Malay, who, you know, he did like all of Channel Orange and 90% of Blonde and Carter Lang, who's my homie, who I know he works a lot with SZA, did a lot of SOS, and also my homie Roger as well, and then Thundercat, you know, so.
And then Thundercat.
And then Thundercat, the greatest, to me, the greatest bass player in the world, and just one of my favorite musicians to work with. He's been my homie. We watch a lot of anime together, like, you know, we sit at each other's cribs and hang out all the time. And we have like about 16 ideas. And that was one of them. Black Void was just one of them. So actually it was two of them. That's why the beginning has like, it's like a transition, because we actually combined two ideas together. But, you know, I really, really love that song a lot and think it's a great exploration of music, of jazz, of hip hop, of rap, like, and like still hard, all like coming together, you know what I mean? So to me, it was one of my proudest moments musically, so I was happy to do that, and Aaron Allen Kane being a great part of that as well, helped bringing that to life. And another song I feel that way about is Apologize, which I really love, kind of for the opposite reasons though, because it's so bare. It's so like open that, you know, I got to express myself in a different way, vocally, openly, and therapeutically. Is that a word? Therapeutically?
Well, especially when you got lines like, I'm going to hold your ass accountable a lot. Like, what a way to just, I know it's not the very beginning line, but what a way to kick things off, you know?
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm going to hold your ass accountable a lot, because one of the biggest things people talk about lately is like, you got to learn to forgive. But it's like, yeah, you can forgive, but I'm going to still hold you accountable. And I'm going to make sure I hold you accountable a lot, you know? So it's one of my, and it's like still playful, you know? And I think that when songs, it's kind of hard to find that balance sometimes as a songwriter. I think this is one of the reasons why I love Biggie Smalls so much, is because he was such a masterful rapper, but he was also knew how to, he knew how to not over rap or to overdo something on the song. He was like really good at like the actual making the song the best it could be. And that's something that I really practiced with this album. It's like, I didn't rap so much on Apologize. I just kind of like made sure I was like really communicating with the song and what it were truly wanted to be, you know? Cause this music, it has a life of its own, and you can communicate with it, and you know when you're in alignment, when it all flows, you know, it's like you're doing a justice to the music that you make, and for it to all work in synchronicity, you know.
That track Apologize, I mean, there are great lines all over the record. There's something about when you said you were supposed to be Big Bro but didn't grow. And that is one of the most devastating lines, I think, on the entire record.
Yeah, no, and that's real talk. It's like some people get older, but they don't really grow. You know what I'm saying? They may not grow up, they just grow old. And that was kind of like an example of that. And the song itself, Apologize, is kind of like about five different people that I did a writing exercise and combined them into one person and made this one person and metaphorically wrote the song about this one person. But it's in reality, it's about five different people that I combined.
Yeah. What's the, at the beginning there, the banjo, like it reminds me of Sufjan Stevens' style of banjo, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good call out. Someone else actually mentioned that to me. Wow. But my homie Harv is the one who produced it, and he's produced a lot of like Justin Bieber things. And, you know, he's a great, amazing producer I believe he's from the Midwest. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to get it wrong, but I know he's from the Midwest, and he executed that idea, and he executed the idea with me and Sid, for the song Something as well. So those Apologize and Something were his two contributions production wise to the album. And I'm referring to the producer Harv. But yeah, I love the sound of that though. I really do. That like that loop.
It's a cool moment in there. And it's so interesting, you know, like even the tracks we talk about, Black Void, Apologize, even looking at Together Forever, and them being so different, like the DNAs of all these tracks being so different from each other. Like how much, as you know, when you come at the lyrics as the writer, like how much does the beat affect the way that you write?
Well, it definitely, it's all a feeling process. You just have to feel it out. And I was just working out with my homie, and he was like, man, I really love how like the album has something for every mood that I'm in. You know, he was like, I really appreciate that, because it's been a while since I listened to an album where I could like work out to it. I could like have a late night drive to it. I could like reminisce to it. I could like be at a barbecue. I could also be at a like turn up. And he was just like, bro, it's like, you really did something special with this, you know? And I really appreciate it. He just told me that before this interview. So to me, I think that, you know, the multi levels of the album and all the different songs and things, they're all tied together by me being the glue, and also by like a certain level of soulfulness that ties them together as well, you know? So to me, as diverse as it is, it's still a cohesive album. It still has a cohesion to it of not just like subject matter, which it does tie together, but also just a certain a taste level and a quality and a texture that each song has, whether it's like a level of consideration, but I think it's just something about the soulfulness that ties it all together. Even the songs that are like certified with me and Nassan, who's like, by the way, is Proof Son from D12, and he's like an awesome artist as well. And still songs like My Life, produced by K Tronada. Like I feel like all of these songs are like a part of me and an extension of me, you know? So I'm so happy about how it all came together. But yeah, songs like Together Forever with me and Alchemist, and you know, that was a special moment as well, to the point where it led to more music with me and Alchemist that, you know, still has to be finished off. But such an amazing, legendary producer who's like still so like hungry about it, you know?
And that's important. I mean, to get somebody when they're right at that point, you know, when it's still sort of do or die. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Big Sean.
That thread, and I hear exactly what you're talking about. I mean, because it does still sound like an album. And, you know, we haven't brought up, you know, On Up, you know, and when you're talking about, you know, being a father and becoming a dad, because what I wrote down is it seems like you've begun an era where time is something now tangible, if that makes sense. You know, like you can hear that in all the songs, like because I'm a dad too. Mine's almost 17 at this point. You know, I've had him around for a while, but I still remember the time before when time was sort of meaningless in a lot of ways, and afterwards it becomes that's what you're up against on everything.
Yeah, it definitely puts time in perspective differently, right? And time is one of those things that it's like currency. It's like the currency of the universe, you know what I'm saying? You can spend it and it's like no way to get it back, you know? So it's like you look at it differently when you see somebody's time just beginning, you know, when you have a child and like they're developing. It kind of like it makes you realize how quick everything really goes. And that's the best part about life, you know. The best part about life to me is that it's all temporary. So even the good times, because you got to really enjoy them, the bad times, nothing lasts forever. And that's really the beauty of it. You know, it's like the most beautiful part sometimes is the sunrise and the sunsets, and they don't last but only for a little while. But while they do last, it's an awesome moment to just feel it and enjoy it and see it. And that's kind of how I look at just everything. It's like, it's just a moment, and there's always an opportunity to get to where you are or in where you desire to be at, you know. So when it comes to having a kid, like I've been seeing, like sometimes I'll be gone for a week and have to and don't see him for a week, or that he'll be gone, you know, with his mom somewhere or something, and like they develop fast,
Yeah, they
you
do.
know. They really do. It's like last week, I had to go out of town for I had to go actually to home to Detroit for a week, and he when I came back, he was like jumping already. Like he was trying to jump before I left. Now he's jumping and putting sentences together even more. So it's just an experience, man. But it was cool. Like that Jodeci sample is one of my favorites on Up. So you know, when Key Wayne, my producer Key Wayne, sent it back to me, I didn't intend to write a song about my son. That's just what was on me at the time. Like that was what was on my heart. And it just, I probably wrote that song in like 25 minutes. And the fastest song I wrote on the album, because it was just at that point, it was at the surface of my forefront of my brain and consciousness to just get that off, you know? So it's one of my favorites, and it's a message to my boy that you know he can always forever look at, because who knows, I might not be here at a certain time, and you know I at least want him to know what he meant to me in that moment that he arrived and how much his family loved him, you know.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song. I'm glad that it happened the way it did. But seriously, this whole record, I can go on and on about it. But it
Thank you.
just comes down to congratulations on this because it's a powerful statement that you've done once again.
Oh man, I really, really appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that. And you know, I'm excited to like keep it going. Like I'm not gonna like take another 4 year. I think like I said, writing a book and an album was kind of very ambitious of me, but I did get it done. It just took a lot long. And having a child and being a present dad, you know what I'm saying? And a human being in this bitch and like in the world, it's like a lot, you know what I mean? And things, time is going so fast. You know, it feels like 2019 to 2021 was like 1 year. You know what I mean? But I'm looking forward to just keep contributing. And yeah, man, thank you though. Thanks for really taking the time out to listen and hear me out.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking the time to talk about it. It's been a real pleasure, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And my thanks to Big Sean. The new album is called Better Me Than You, and his book, Go Higher, is due out at the beginning of the year. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. You get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And again, please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, Lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Oasis, Radiohead, Beastie Boys, Cardigan, Suzy Quatro, Hozier, White Reaper, Led Zeppelin, The Heart Tones, Liv Warfield, The Arx, Willie Nelson, Oh He Dead, Bette Smith, Chili Peppers, Living Color, Green Day, and my interview with Keith Powers and Jean-Louis Castellanos to talk about the movie Uglies, playing now on Netflix. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. Address is always the same as at Kyle Meredith. And I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Until next time.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.